You probably heard about the Memphis sanitation workers' strike of 1968. What you may not know is that there was almost a second strike 1 year later. Alvin Turner was one of 1,300 city sanitation workers who walked off the job in February of 1968. He says he was ready to do it again in 1969.
I was feeling really down, but it was something I knew we had to do because we weren't hardly making nothing.
The situation in Memphis was dire. The city was still reeling from the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Pay for black sanitation workers remained abysmally low, and all across the city, garbage collectors protested by walking through fashionable shops in their soiled and smelly work clothes. But Memphis Mayor Henry Loeb wasn't budging. A second strike was planned for boiling hot July, and many feared that as garbage piled up in the streets, the city would erupt in race riots. Into this tense arena, an unlikely mediator emerged.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn Dan Wurzburg. I am a fifth-generation Memphian.
At 5'2", with impeccable manners and an impressive mane of honey blonde hair, Jocelyn Wurzburg isn't exactly what you think of when you hear the term civil rights pioneer. Yet somehow, she and her friends at the Concerned Women of Memphis managed to get the city back to the bargaining table. Actually, their idea was pretty simple.
At the invitation of the sanitation workers' wives, we're going to visit their homes because they want us to see how they have to live in dire poverty.
For Wurzburg, Jossie to her friends, the civil rights struggle was personal. As a Jewish woman in cotton country, she knew what discrimination felt like. But she was finally spurred to act on April 4th, 1968.
The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King was the most transformative event in my life. So much of what I thought I knew was wrong, and fixing it was just the right thing to do.
Within a few weeks of King's death, Wurzburg founded the Memphis chapter of the Panel of American Women, a civil rights group. The following year, faced with the prospect of a second sanitation workers' strike, they reformed as the Concerned Women and offered white Memphians a unique opportunity. Working together with the city employees union, they planned to visit sanitation workers at their homes, and everyone was invited. 73-year-old June Robinson remembers what it was like to run a home on a sanitation worker's salary.
And we were staying in a place, the rent was $81. And you got to go to the office and ask them, can you pay half of it this 2 weeks, and the next 2 weeks pay the other half. Well, you know you could get some food.
As a way to create common cause in a divided city, visiting sanitation workers at their homes might sound like a no-brainer. But at the time, the idea was transformative. For many white Memphians, it put a face and a home and a family on what formerly had been an abstract economic issue. Happy Jones was one of about 90 women who boarded buses for black neighborhoods on the morning of June 14, 1969.
So what were the homes like that you went and saw?
Poor. Just poor. Some of them were like shacks. You know, it's sad. These people needed to make some money. They were working hard.
After their visits, the Concerned Women made a presentation to the Memphis City Council, and within a few weeks, Mayor Henry Loeb had agreed to the sanitation workers' demands, a mandatory minimum wage and a pay raise for every employee. Now 73, Wurzburg is proud of what she was able to achieve in 1969. But she says Americans must remain vigilant or they risk losing what she and the Concerned Women fought so hard for.
I see resegregation of the races. I see voter suppression. I'm worried that my kids and my grandchildren are going to have to redo what I thought we had taken care of a long time ago.
For WKNO News, I'm John Kleiss Minervini.